विभूतिमानं बहुधा
बहुधा
विभूतिभिः
विभूतिभिः
श्रेङ्खं
श्रेङ्खं
श्रुता
कुसुमा करानुगै
करानुगै
विधीयमाना
प्रिया
कर्म
गायति श्रीयत्रूपिर्मृगाय
पादयो
करोति मानं बहुधा
विभूतिः
श्रेङ्कं
श्रिताया कुसुमाकरानुगै विधीयमाना प्रियकर्म गायति श्रीर्यत्रूपिर्मृगाय पादयो करोति मानं बहुधा विभूतिः
श्रेङ्कं श्रुताया कुसुमाकरानुगय विधीयमाना प्रियकर्म गायति
Just like ghee is salty, and the gall is long, so it should be long. Vigiyamana priyakarma dayati.
Vigiyamana priyakarma dayati.
Ghee is short, ghee. And when it comes to ghee, vigiyamana priyakarma karma dayati.
Vigiyamana priyakarma dayati.
In the English also there is long, yes, long, right.
The goddess of fortune, in her transcendental form, is engaged in the loving service of the lowest lotus feet, and being moved by the black bees, followers of spring, she is not only engaged in variegated pleasure, service to the Lord, along with her constant companions, but also she is engaged in singing the glories of the Lord's activities.
So, this is not impersonal. The actual description of the spiritual world, all personal varieties. There are the bees, there are goddess of fortune, and followed by her associate, and there is service, and so many things, all opulences. Sri Dasa. Oishajasa jasa sri, the definition of the Lord is given there, full of beauties. In the Brahma Sangita also, Lakshmi, not only one, all of them are Lakshmi. The associates are Lakshmi, the maidservants are Lakshmi, they are also Lakshmi. They are not ordinary women. So Radharani is the chief gopi, and all her young girlfriends, they are also gopis. They are of the same category. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Hi. They are all expansion of Krishna, pleasure potence. So, this is information of the Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. So one should take advantage of this life. What we are gaining here by attachment, what we shall get here. We all are skilled up. There is nothing substantial. Therefore one should little reap there is some charm of entering such a immortal, eternal kingdom of God. Why should I not take chance? If he should take chance at all ways in this life to enter into the Nitya Leela, Nitya Leela Charanam Prasthayasya below, that is advised by Narad Muni to his disciple back there. Yeah. Why are you writing all these nonsense books? What is called Jugupsitam? Jugupsitam. He instructed that day that whatever literatures he had produced, then after that time he produced Vedanta Sutra. He wrote after Vedanta Sutra, which is considered to be the topmost philosophical thesis in the world, Vedanta Sutra, all over the world, Vedanta philosophy. So, he finished that, Vedanta Sutra is still, he was not yet. And his spiritual master Narada chastised, what nonsense book you are. First of all, he was not happy. So, Narada came and he asked him that why you are not happy? You know everything, but why you are not happy? So, he submitted, yes, my master, I know everything and I think I have done everything, writing all these books. But still I am not happy. So why I am not happy, that you can tell, because you are my master. Say, yes, I can tell. And then he said that you have labored so much for writing all this nonsense book, but you have not said anything of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore you are unhappy. Therefore I advise you that now you write one book which is simply the transaction of the Supreme Personality. Nothing else. Nothing of this material world. Sacrificing this religious and this irreligious, this is good, this is bad. Nothing of this. Simply write about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he began writing Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes in the beginning, Dharma Prodhita Atvaita Vastra. All this cheating type of religious system are like cheating. This isn't, that isn't. I kick out all this. It is this book especially meant for Paramanima Saranam Satav. Those who are simply Paramhansa, it is meant for them. It is not for the ordinary. I kicked out all these so-called religious systems. Dharma Tatam. People are very much, nowadays they are not even for Dharma or Atma, they are simply Kama, sensitive. Sense gratification, because every one of us will come here for sense gratification. The spirit soul is originally spiritual spark. Why he has come here? This question is sometimes raised. That is answer we are reading. Atmana Maya Riti Raj. It is a Maya. We cannot enjoy. It is Maya. It is created. Can I not enjoy like Krishna? Can I not become God? This is Maya. This is Maya. Therefore, we are reading this verse. Ata Maya Rite Raja. Parasya. What is that? Parasya Nuha Anubhavatmana. This spirit soul has no other business than to serve the Supreme Lord. But creating an illusion, he has come here. Sapna Dishtara, Shiva, Anjan. Just like creating a mentality and sleeping, oh, I have become king. That is not king. That is simply Sapna. False. So, this material world is simply a nightmare. That's all. Hallucination. Atman. It is nothing but a hallucination. But we have become so full, we want to stick to it. We want to stick. Despite of so many instructions, so many repetitions, still we want my eyes to get strong. Atamayam is the Iran. Parasam, Vatam. Therefore, one should take little risk in order to enter into the eternal life, peaceful life. One should take a little risk. That is a nice enough. The same instruction has been given. Then, first of all, he said, all this nonsense, the jugupsita, they are abominable. Because you are writing books, Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. So, later on, your authority, back then, people will stick to this. And he, even Krishna says, Sarva Dharma, Paritarja, Mahavetam, Sar, you give up all this nonsense, simply say, they will not hear. Because you are writing so many nonsense books. It's just chastising like this. Jugupsitam is very bad. Jugupsitam, you are authority, so you have done such, so many nonsense books. When he wrote Mahabharata, he wrote Astadash Puran, he wrote, Upanishad, and Athara, Viranda Sutra, all these books which are so highly recognized all over the world, still, that was condemned. You have written all this nonsense. Well, Jugupsita, because you are authority, they will stick with it. Oh, yes. Because in Upanishad, the negating, that negation of the material form, therefore, it is described in an impersonal form. This nonsense is sticking to that impersonal form. The impersonal, there is no fault. Really, Veda says, apanipada javanagrahita. The Supreme Absolute Truth has no legs, has no hands, but he accepts whatever you offer. Now, how he accepts? He has no hands, then how he accepts? But they have no brain. They have no breath. When it is said that he has no hand, it is said that he has no hand like you. When he says that he has no leg, it means that he has no leg like you. If he has no hand, then how Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Suryam Jumi Bhakta Prajitsati Tadam Asnami Bhaktya Apuritam. I accept them. That if he is far away, he is in the Golok Vrindavan, Golokeva Nivasati Akhirat. But he has got such a hand, although he is living in Golok Vrindavan, far, far away, he is immediately, whatever you offer, you say. That kind of hand. Not your 3 feet hand. If somebody offers me downstairs, oh, I take this stuff. I am here, okay, he said. But he doesn't. He doesn't. That is called apani pas. Javanagrahita. Pasati achakho. He can see. His eyes are not like this. that beyond this wall I cannot see it. He can see every wall what you are doing. Nonsense. Oh. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. As witness, he's seeing, he's within your heart. How you hide it? Anumanta, upodrashtya. Upanishad also it is stated that he, the two gods are sitting on the same tree, the jivatma and paramatma. The one god is eating forbidden fruit and the other god is seeing. So he's seeing. But how he's seeing? Hey, the Veda, the Vedic Gita says, apasati, jagrati, apasati man sees. But he says, achakku, he has no eyes. How he sees? That is his eyes. He has no eyes like you. A 3 feet distance. That's all. Finish. Your right eye. He can see from many thousands and millions of miles of, he can see. So it is a distinction when it is stated impersonalism. He is not a person like us. Krishna says that, abhijananti man mura, man simple. Because I come here to be visible by this rascal. Instead of taking advantage of this visibility, they are describing niraka. Mura, rascal. I come here personally, and still they say nirakar, impersonal, mura, rascals, fools, asses. So anyone who does not know rascals, fools, asses, they say God is there. No. God is Satchitananda Vigra, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Vigra. He has God. He is the Lord. He has God. He is my servant. His wife. Lakshmi, Sahasra Sata Sambrama, Sivamana. He has got his first time. Suravi Ravipalanta. Here, you have got a hobby to keep dogs. Go. And Krishna has no hobby. He has got hobby to keep cows. You have imitated that hobby, and instead of keeping cows, you are keeping how dogs. That is your capability. And answers which is untouchable. Dog is untouchable according to Devi Gita. And there it is, get. And cows, get. And it's cruel to animals means? Not to be cruel to the cats, no, not cats, yes, cats and dogs. And for the cows, there is no personal cruelty. Yes, no, so, kill it. This is your civilization. Dog civilization. You see? You kill dogs, go, and if somebody comes to your home, to your country, you also make go. Play yourself. Immigration department. Please bow. It is easy. The basic civilization is, therefore, India was open to everyone. Come here. Therefore, the entire Australia and the conquer. Because India was open. Yes, you are guests. Come on. You learn, yes. God Jesus Christ also went there to learn. So they kept open everything. Paropokarta. It's still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Whatever is that is that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking when it was already conquered by the Mohammedans, the Pathans. But it still says, those who have taken birth in India, they must do this paropokarta, do good to others. He never says, don't allow anyone. The Mohammedans have come. He did not care whether the Mohammedans come, the Christians come. He knew that Indian culture is so strong, these rascals cannot do anything. They will come here and plundered for some years and then go on. Yes. So let them do that. But your culture, Indian culture, is so great that you should distribute. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hi Laya. Anyone who has taken birth in India, he should first of all make his life successful and distribute this knowledge all over. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We are engaged in that mission. We don't care for these dogs and cats. So, therefore, it is such a great thing that we should take little risk. That is, but that's not risk, but one thinks that it is risk. It is not risk. Narada Muni advised, tattva sadhanam charanam vijam hari. Bhajan napakato patetato nidhi. Yatta kava avadrahu ramutsati. Kuvathayatu abhajatam sadharmata. This is only you, right folks, on this principle. That they are sticking to their so-called religious system. So, if anyone giving his own religious system or occupationality, religion means sadharma. Sadharma means that the whole human society is divided into four classes. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. In different names, maybe. Intelligent class, administrative class, mercantile class, and liberal class. It may be in different names, but these four classes division is there, all over the world, in different names. So, sadharma means, intelligent class means they are interested in philosophy, in religion, in uplifting the human society to the proper position. That is intelligent class. And administrative class means they are interested in giving protection to the people. Now it is under nationalism, and give them protection from the enemies, from thieves, from rogues. That is the duty of the Kshatriya. Kshatriya means injury. And pro means one who protects or liberates. One who protects the human being from being hurt by others. That is called Kshatriya. And Brahmana means one who knows Brahma, the absolute truth. And Vaishya means those one who know Vishampati, the economic problem. And Sudra means clever. Each word has got meaning. So every other god his particular type of occupation, either as an intelligent class of man, or as an administrative class of men, or as a Vaishya, tailors, and merchant, or everything. Everyone is that. So, Narada Muni advice, tattva sadhanam. You give up all these occupational duties according to the modes of nature. Tattva, you take immediately shelter of Krishna. Krishna has Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māme kaṁsa. Sarva-dharmā means all kinds of this dharma. Brahmana's dharma, or the kshatriya's dharma, or the divābhās. Then, māme kaṁsa. The Nārada also says the same thing. That is the characteristic of devotee. What the Lord says, the devotees say. He will not make any addition or alteration. An amalgamation comment. No. He will say the same thing. Krishna says that you surrender unto me, giving up all your occupation and duty. And Narada also says that suppose one gives us his occupation and duty and surrenders to the Supreme Personality of God, tattva sadharmam charanamujam hari. gets filtered of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality. All right, it is very good. But, I'm afraid if I fall down, now this is all right. Bhajan, above God. Why you are discharging your devotional service? Even being immature, you fall down. It doesn't matter. Even if you fall down. Bhajan, apakot. Apakka means non-mature. Patet tatujadi. He falls down from the path of devotional service. Yatra kala abhadra abhut avustakin. What is the loss there? And those who are sticking to their occupation and duty. Kovartha artha, kovartha artha, 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 abhajatansa dharmata. If one sticks to his occupation and duty, that he does not surrender to Krishna, that does not take to devotion, what does he gain? Here, one who takes to Krishna consciousness has falls down. For him, he says, what is inauspicity there? That means there is auspicity still, although he has fallen. And one who is sticking to his original occupation and duty, what does not take to Krishna consciousness? What does he get? This is the advice. What does he gain? I am sticking to my own principles. What is your nonsense principle? After your death, after this body, all principles will change. That's all. And you could not take the opportunity of taking to Krishna consciousness. So what is your gain? And this man who has taken to Krishna consciousness, rejecting all so-called occupation and duties and religious principles, he gains. There is no inauspicity because he has fallen. Why? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sujanang Sumatang Ihi Yuga Bhrastasanyayati. At least it is guaranteed that you get next life, a human form of life, and in a very well-to-do condition. Either in this family or in the family of a very high class Brahmin and Vaishnava. So therefore he is not losing anything. And the other man who is sticking to his own occupational duty and does not take to Krishna consciousness, he is losing everything. Because after this body, nobody knows where he is going. Either going to be a cat or dog or tree or whatever. So it is so nice thing. Here is the opportunity. We get the opportunity. Lakshmi. How Krishna is such, Lakshmi, Sahasrata Sambhama Sibhuman. Even by trying in one life, I am getting the chance of entering into Krishna's kingdom to have eternal blissful life. If I reject it, how much unfortunate I am. Even if you fall, but there is a chance of becoming immediately, being transferred. And even there is no chance, even there is not fully completed, even if it is failure, still it is said it is auspicious, because the next life guarantee. The human form of life. And for the ordinary karmi, what is next life, there is no information. He can become a tree, he can become a cat, he can become a demigod. Not for that, a demigod, that's all. But what is a demigod? They get some opportunity in the higher planetary system. Again follow. Kire, punne, puno, maktadu, kangvisanti. After the bank balance, the punna, pious accidental action of pious activity is finished. Again come. Brahma Bhumran Lokan Punaravati Narjuna. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka, where Brahma did, good calculation of one day we cannot calculate. Even if you go there, then they have come. But Dhamadatta Punarjuna Navidati. But if you come to me, then there no more is coming down. This is the opportunity of Krishna Prabhupada. Takvasa dharmam charanam bhujam bhai. Bhajan na pakkuto patetta tojadi. Jatta kala bhadra abhut amustati. Kovasa yato abhajatam sadharma. Tasaiva heta prajatita kovida. Nalam bhati jad bhamata upadja. Tallabhati dukha vadannata sutham kalena sarvastra gavira dhangata. This is read our days. You don't read. This is in the first volume of Bhagavad Gita that explains. But I don't think you read all this. Do you read? If you don't read, then you will feel restless. Let me go from Japan to India, from India to Japan. You are restless because you don't read. I am laboring so hard for you. But you don't have to take advantage. Don't take advantage of eating and sleeping. Take advantage of this book. Then your life will be successful. My duty I am giving so valuable things, day and night, trying to convince you. Each word to word. And if you don't take advantage of this, then what can I do for you? Good.